Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And as I said, we'll take the last few minutes of the show today to take some calls relevant to our Rut or Recovery project. As you know, we've been gathering your stories of how the economy is treating you and your community. Are you in a rut or are you in a recovery, as we seem to be in this patchwork moment where some people, some communities are recovering really well and others not so great? And this call-in is for anybody who has graduated college within the last 3 years. What kind of job market did you expect when you entered college, and what job market did you find when you graduated? Our lines are already full at 212-433-WNYC. But I want to let you know about something that's going to happen when we're done with this in 15 minutes. We're going to continue this conversation in an online chat starting right at noon. We will jump online, and we will be joined by a personal finance expert to help answer your questions. So this is going to be an online chat specifically for people who have graduated from college within the last 3 years, and others of you, you know, we can't really catch you if you're not exactly in that category. But online, beginning at 12 o'clock, we will have a personal finance expert to help answer your questions about the first few years out of college job market and maximizing your potential within it. So that's at 12 o'clock on our politics website. It's itsafreecountry.org. Bookmark that. It's itsafreecountry.org for this chat with a personal financial advisor coming up at noon. And in the meantime, we're going to take your calls right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. This is Evan Harder, as your calls are coming in and being screened. She is a recent grad from a small college in New Jersey. She graduated 2 years ago. Her husband graduated this spring. We talked to her yesterday about what kind of economy she expected and what kind of economy she found.
You know, when we started out, we had this idea that, you know, we could go to school for what we wanted and sort of realize our dreams in that field. And when we got out of college, shortly into our marriage, we realized that, like, wow, like when we really started to sit down and look at our joint finances, and we had to get on a really strict budget, and you know, I definitely grocery shop with a calculator in hand, and you know, there's not a lot of room for like extra luxury. I definitely think that there's still sort of time to wait for the clock to help things turn around. I don't know that I expect the economy to turn around, but I think that like I expect us to be able to find a path that feels suitable for us.
All right, that was Evan Harder. Is your story like Evan's? Did you feel like the ground shifted below your feet while you were in college? 212-433-WNYC. And Ezra in Armonk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ezra. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what did you expect the job market to be like when you were in college, and what did you actually find?
Well, I expected it to be pretty bad, and what I found was that it was worse. But it sort of drove me into the field of public service. I did a program called AmeriCorps NCCC for 10 months. It's a team-based community service around the country. And, you know, unpaid, it's just volunteer work. But it was awesome, and it was really great. And when I got home, I used some connections that I had to pick up an internship, unpaid, with the city of Yonkers. And, you know, it's really guiding me towards a career in public service. And to this date, you know, I'm still living at home, still totally reliant on my dad. But it's, you know, it hasn't been all that bad.
What did you think you were going to go into?
I wasn't sure at the time, maybe psychology, maybe an academic field, but, you know, there wasn't that much to find in that field.
Well, good luck in public service, and get ready for a lower pension than your colleagues have.
I am absolutely ready. Thank you very much.
Ezra, thank you for calling us and starting us off. And if you have any questions, Ezra or anyone else, about starting out in the job market, remember at 12 o'clock on itsafreecountry.org, we will have Farnoosh Torabi, who writes for Yahoo Finance and has done a lot of work with people in their 20s about how to survive in this economy. In the meantime, Tanya in Harlem, you're next up. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
So what did you go to college for, and what kind of job market did you find?
Well, as an undergraduate, I studied marketing and advertising. And so when I graduated, I thought, you know, I was going to have this really great job working for, you know, a corporation, working on, like, small marketing projects or working for ad firms. But then I realized that opportunities in that field aren't really that substantive, and you start getting really low pay. And, you know, there were some opportunities that came to me, but, you know, it wasn't, like, the ideal job. And so I decided, like, what do I want to do with my future? And so I really started looking into the health industry, and I found that there are really a lot of opportunities in public health, especially with research. And I decided to go back to school to study public health, and I got all these research job opportunities working for like 10 Columbia institutions like that that are working on different research studies related to public health. And so I found that my career actually shifted from a big, you know, corporate business mindset to working on public health issues that are relevant to society as well.
That's really interesting, and it actually mirrors the first caller, Ezra, who had a similar kind of experience, though he didn't know what exactly he was going to go into, but kind of bounced around, you know, in his first few years out, and now finds himself heading toward public service as well. Do you think you're more likely to wind up working for a university or a government, or maybe also in the private sector, in the, you know, for a pharmaceutical company or something?
I'm actually thinking about that right now, and I think that there are still a few opportunities to work in academia, but I think that, as you know, with all of the health issues that are kind of bringing light in the media, and a lot of with health reform, I think there will be a lot more opportunities with private firms, especially in consulting, where they're trying to go into hospitals and go into nonprofit organizations, see how they actually can reform these industries to mirror the issues that are facing the public. So I think it's growing a lot, and more people are learning about it. Mm-hmm. And I think I wouldn't mind being that industry at all, but you know, definitely in nonprofit sector and academia, there are a lot of opportunities for people if they're interested in learning more. And it actually helps to I can actually apply some of what I learned in business to public health as well.
Tanya, thanks a lot for calling. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And Tiffany in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, and thank you for calling. And what did you go to college for? What kind of job market did you expect, and what did you find?
Well, I did 4 years studying anthropology. I was aware of the fact that most anthropologists tend to go on to graduate school before they become what's known as an anthropologist. But I had been expecting I would be able to at least get research work. 6 months before I graduated, once I started realizing what the economy was like, 6 months before I graduated, I was already going to interviews and things like that. No go. And so I wound up doing a lot of freelance writing. Since then, it's not a lot of money, but it was money still. Still sending out resumes. I know an option is always to go back to school, but I really don't want to overburden myself with too many loans.
Right.
At this point, until I found a decent job where I can actually save money.
That loan burden is so, you know, it's just such an impediment to people going back to school when sometimes they should go back to school for other reasons. So that maybe that's a question you might want to log in and put to financial advisor Farnoosh Torabi if you want to join our live chat at 12 o'clock. Maybe we'll ask her, you know, when is it worth actually taking out a loan for grad school? So Tiffany, thanks a lot for calling in. Good luck. We go next to Alex in Brooklyn. Alex, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. So when did you graduate? What kind of job market did you prepare for, and what did you find?
Well, I graduated in 2008. I majored in criminal justice, thought I was going to be a cop, maybe like some CSI, something like that. Ended up not working out. None of the departments were hiring, and now I sell craft beer in Manhattan.
Craft beer. So, yeah, all right, I'll tell you what we're going to do for you. We'll put your craft beer company in our Brian Lehrer show gift guide. If you want to stick around, we'll take you off the air. And if this is a legitimate business, then we will list your craft beer. How would you describe your craft beer?
I mean, I basically work for a distributor. We distribute over 1,000 different beers all throughout Manhattan from all over the world and all over the country.
That's great. All right. So do you see a career for yourself in this, or is this a stopgap?
I mean, you know, it's good now. It's fun. The money is decent. People still drinking, you know, in this economy. I think they're drinking even more. I mean, we're up as a company at 30% or something like that, and I love it. I know it's better than selling toilet bowls, you know what I mean?
I guess so. Alex, thanks a lot. Natalie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
So what did you major in? What kind of job market were you hoping for, and what did you find?
I majored in English. I graduated in 2009, and I was hoping to get a job in children's publishing. So I worked in a bookstore for a little while, and now I work for a website called brunchcritic.com, and I review brunch places in New York City.
That sounds like a cushy job.
Yeah, it's really nice.
If nothing else, you get free brunches, right?
Yeah, I can live on it because I can eat them. For my job.
You know,
it's really great.
Getting ready for the show this morning, some of us in our office were joking, and some people around here were English majors, but said, this has been the case for English majors forever. Right? You major in English. What are you going to do? Not everybody can become, a teacher of Dickens or something.
Right.
So what did you think?
What?
You thought it would take you to children's publishing.
That's right, I did. And I just kind of fell into this, and it's been really, really fun. It's kind of an adventure. It's a new website, and we don't really know how it's going to work out, but we like how it's looking right now.
All right, thanks a lot, and good luck to you, Natalie.
Thank you.
Alex in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. So what's your degree?
My degree was in art business. I got it from Sotheby's Institute of Art.
Uh-huh. So is it related to the auction house?
Yeah, it's related to the auction house. It's actually not owned by the auction house anymore, but they're still related to them, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so it's in what, like art business, art gallery management, that kind of thing?
Galleries, museums, auction houses, the whole, art industry.
And did you think there was more of a market in it than there turned out to be?
Well, I thought it was going to be a little easier to get a job. The whole time we're in school, everybody's like, oh, it's a great time to be in school, great time to be in school, because when we're in school is when the economy crashed. And then, so it was a great time to be in school until you graduated, and then it wasn't, a great time to be in the job market. So I was looking for work for a while, probably like half a year. And then me and a classmate of mine decided to open our own gallery down the Lower East Side, which, it's kind of like a burgeoning art gallery, area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we opened Rooster Gallery on Orchard Street right below Houston.
This is definitely a theme that's emerging among our callers. When there were no jobs out there for the man, just become the man.
Exactly. So we're trying to become the man, but we're not there yet.
We're
doing pretty well, actually.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck. It sounds great. And we are going to leave it there for now, but we are going to remind you that it's transition time. As soon as I get off the air, I'm going right to our website. It's afreecountry.org. It's afreecountry.org, where we will be joined by Farnoosh Torabi. She writes for Yahoo Finance. She's done a lot of work with people in your 20s about how to survive in this economy, and we will have a live online chat for a little while, particularly for people who've been out of college only a few years, with any questions that you have about making it in this job market. So join us right now at itsafreecountry.org. This radio show is produced by Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett, with Alan Smith and Karen Camp. We had intern help today from Jonathan Kalstein and Mike LeVay. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Bill O'Neill at the audio controls today. And I'll see you online in seconds. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. If you want to join the chat, go to itsfreecountry.org.